This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to The Informer. I'm David Gale, and this is Nick Caminier-Sandry. Well, unfortunately, we know that members of the LGBTIQ plus community experience domestic violence at a higher rate than the rest of the community. Research by Stonewall in the United Kingdom suggests that a quarter of all lesbians and bi women have experienced domestic abuse in a relationship.
Almost half of all gay and bi men have experienced at least one incident of domestic abuse from a family member or partner since the age of 16. And a report by the Scottish Transgender Alliance indicates that around 80% of trans people had experienced emotional, sexual or physical abuse from a partner or ex-partner. The toll of domestic violence can take physically and emotionally can be enormous, but a new report has found that the impacts go much further. The report from the Law and Justice Foundation of New South Wales found that victims of domestic violence experience an average of 12 legal problems compared to only an average of 2 legal problems among other members of the community. Toby Halligan spoke to Dr. Christine Comorelos, the senior principal researcher.
So firstly, what we found is that people who'd experienced domestic violence were 10 times more likely to experience other sorts of legal problems. And they included a wide range of problems, including family related problems and, you know, credit debt and housing issues and prime problems and so on. So they experienced 12 legal problems on average in the previous 12 months compared to only two for the rest of the population. They were 16 times more likely to experience family law problems, and they were 3 to 6 times more likely also to experience other crime and civil law problems, including things like credit debt problems, consumer-related issues, employment-related legal problems, health-related legal problems, and housing-related legal problems. In addition, their legal problems were much more likely to be severe than those experienced by the rest of the population as well. So four out of every five respondents who had experienced domestic violence reported at least one other legal problem that had a severe impact on their everyday lives, compared to less than one in four of other respondents. So they were their legal problems were much more likely to lead to stress-related illness, to physical ill health, to relationship breakdown, to loss of income or financial strain, and having to move home. They also were less likely to have finalised their legal problems because, as you can imagine, they're dealing with more serious problems, so it's harder to finalise those. In terms of their domestic violence problem, they were more likely to have to go to court in order to achieve some sort of resolution of that problem compared to the rest of the population. So 19% of the domestic violence problems ended up being resolved in court, compared to 3% for the rest of the population. Mm. So the implications of the research really point to the fact that domestic violence has a kind of a compounding effect on legal and related problems, and that really what's required is a holistic, joined-up approach to legal and human services. So, you know, there are a lot of over the last decade or so, there have been a lot of reforms in the domestic violence area and really trying to increase wraparound services. So, for example, there are domestic violence units in local courts, and there is a family advocacy and support services in the family courts, which try to provide that kind of wraparound services for the different types of legal problems that people experiencing domestic violence face and all the various social and welfare needs that they're encountering as well. But one issue is that those services are not available universally throughout Australia. They're not available everywhere. They're not available in every geographic location. So I guess the research really does point to the fact that these sorts of initiatives really need to remain a key priority for government, and they need to be expanded throughout Australia. And in addition to not only dealing with the family law issues that go hand in hand with domestic violence, they also need to be able to deal with all that other raft, that broad range of legal problems that are often tied up with domestic violence.
That was Toby Halligan speaking to Christine Koumourelos from the Law Justice Foundation. If you're experiencing domestic violence, please reach out and get help. You can call White Ribbon on 1800 737 732, and if you're struggling with the mental health consequences of domestic violence, call Switchboard on 1800 184 527.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.